Now, the rest of the story. Surely he was the greatest marksman in all of Great Britain and perhaps in all of the world. His name was Patrick Ferguson. In sharpshooting exhibitions, his targets were 300 yards away. He could even shoot a bullseye at 100 yards while lying flat on his back. The rifle he used was of his own invention, a lightweight breech loader, the first of its kind to be adopted into the British Army arsenal. By the time King George actually witnessed for himself one of Patrick Ferguson's marksmanship demonstrations, the American Revolution, an ocean away, was already months underway. Consequently, no time was wasted in sending Ferguson to the war front. His orders, establish and train a sharpshooter corps and go after the enemy. And he did. Now it's September 7, 1777. Ferguson and three of his best riflemen are reconnoitering beyond British lines near Kennett Square. There's a picture I want you to see in your mind. Four of the world's most deadly marksmen armed with these new rifles, perhaps the most accurate handheld weapons anywhere, and they, the sharpshooters, are just itching to prove their indispensability to the British Army. Then the sound of horses' hoofs. The sharpshooters conceal themselves in the underbrush. In moments, two enemy soldiers on horseback ride into the clearing directly in front of them. Obviously, these two are on a reconnaissance mission of their own, and they are unsuspecting, and they are very near a range that Patrick Ferguson and his marksmen might consider point blank, a golden opportunity. Whispering, Ferguson tells his men to take their positions and fire on signal. Patrick Ferguson and three of his best British sharpshooters had the two unsuspecting enemy horsemen in their sights. Ferguson issued the order to kill the Americans, and then almost immediately countermanded his own order. Wait a minute, he said. We'll take them alive instead. And then stepping from the underbrush at the edge of the clearing, he, Ferguson, called out to the enemy soldiers, halt and dismount. Instead, the horsemen fled. And even then, even as Ferguson's marksmen had raised their rifles, sights trained on the two Americans who were still well within range, Ferguson ordered his sharpshooters not to fire. You see, Patrick Ferguson was something more than a soldier and something more than the master marksman of his day. He was a British gentleman. That may have cost him his life. For Patrick Ferguson died 3 years later at the age of 36 in combat, in a battle which might never have taken place had he killed those two horsemen on September 7, 1777. Patrick Ferguson was a true British gentleman, so he passed up that golden opportunity. By his own admission, subsequent to the incident, he said he could neither kill a sitting bird nor could he bring himself to shoot a man in the back. He called the very notion disgusting, even though he then suspected that which history was to confirm. One of those two soldiers, in the sights of the deadliest marksmen in the world, one of the two was General George Washington. And now you know the rest of the story.